Focus on flowers.
When there are no flowers blooming in our own gardens, we often find ourselves indulging our passion for flowers in introspective ways. One strategy is to replay in our mind's eye memories of places we've seen where there were lots of flowers. Last fall, I visited Prince Edward Island and was charmed by the profusion of flowers in window boxes and gardens surrounding the gracious old homes in Charlottetown. I also walked along the Cavendish Dunelands Trail, which provides walkers with sweeping views of the ocean that surround this maritime province of Canada. The plants on the dunes are essential in the fight against erosion. Marram grass, with roots that hold the sand like protective nets, covers the dunes, but there were breathtaking swathes of pale lavender asters too, and goldenrod, wild roses, yellow hudsonia, sea rocket, and beach pea intermingled with the shivering grasses. The natural mix of wildflowers and grasses provided a ribbon of color and movement along the shoreline as the breeze blew in from the sea. It is a visual picture to remember and savor. Incidentally, Prince Edward of England lived in Canada for nearly 20 years with his mistress, it is said, before being summoned home to marry and provide an heir to the throne. He is the father of Queen Victoria. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on flowers in the sand.